Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Bit Season Episode 6. I'm Drab T-Shirt. I'm here with my fellow producer, Matt Valdez.
Morning, Drab.
Hey, good afternoon, buddy. Drab. Whatever. I guess afternoon now. AWOD, what's up, my man?
What's going on, guys?
I did like the AWOD came in here today on fire. He was ready to go. You know, he's been pouting the last couple weeks
He got us props for the show today.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, he knew the outline and the rundown.
Just doing what a good executive producer does.
Hey, I love it. Keep it up.
Yeah.
We had a massive week on the Junkies. We had a lot of fun. We're getting away from the Washington football talk as much as we can. We know it's important for the sports show, but we are finding a lot about the Junkies and their personal lives.
There's a lot of gems this week.
A lot of just hidden gems.
Right. There was a lot of digging about what was going on, but there's a lot of good content out there.
And it especially happened today when we got into the final segment before bit season.
Right. We've done this before where we bring in coworkers to see if Eric knows who they are. And this all stemmed from B. Mitch having kind of a brain fart. And we told Eric this, that Brian just had, all he did was just have a foggy brain.
Right. Brian Mitchell.
For some reason, Eric took it personally that he didn't give EB credit.
Yeah, Brian, he's relatively new at 10-15 Half Street. He's been here since November. He's been on the fan, I think, since February, March. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a lot of fun to have here in the office, and
he's a great coworker.
He is a great coworker. He's
funny. He's engaging.
He doesn't get caught up in any gossip. He has no time for BS. He just likes to come in here, do his job, get involved in shtick circles if he can, and then get the hell out of here. The perfect coworker.
Right. I especially like him because I talk golf.
You talk golf with him, but he doesn't talk too much about people's personal lives. He doesn't get to know you that well. He's kind of like cakes, right?
He's a more athletic cakes.
Yeah, more athletic cakes. And so EB was offended.
Same haircut, Different build.
Right. EB was offended when he thought that B. Mitch didn't know his name after all these years of being colleagues together in the same industry, in the same city, hanging out together.
Right. Doing appearances and stuff like that.
Turns out Eric was wrong. But I thought it was great producing by actually the three of us. And I got to give Adam props. It was so great to have Adam back here for a bit segment.
Right. There was a lot of running around because we pulled this together in the last segment, where we would bring in some of the coworkers, and then Brian, along with Eric, since this is Eric's baby, this is his thing, is that they would have to name who we brought in.
This is the second or third time we've done this, and it's always a home run. And it always just kind of, we spring it on him, and he doesn't know who we're going to bring in.
Eric hates it because it's embarrassing for him, but he's a good sport for doing it, because I know it makes listeners laugh, and it makes us laugh, just because the reality in the workplace is a million times different than ours and anyone who is in an office or even works from home.
Yeah. How many people would you say work in this office if the salespeople are here?
If everyone's here, I would say
60 people.
I was going to say 50 to 75. 50 is kind of a low ball.
Somewhere in there. But there's so many people that have been involved in the Junkies show for years and years and years, mostly salespeople that have put money in Eric's pocket.
That's the funniest part.
And that's
part.
The gem of this. And maybe the listeners didn't pick up on that when we first brought Carolyn in here.
Yeah, Carolyn Gregory is a sales executive who
holds the biggest account on the station.
Right. You hear the amount of gambling ads that we do. She works with FanDuel, one of the biggest ones for this station. Not only this station, but other stations, too.
I would kill to be Caroline Gregory.
Oh, my God.
Because she has, I don't know if she put the work in or these accounts are dropped in her lap, but to have all the sports betting accounts that she runs, that she gets a commission off every time an ad runs or every time she makes a deal.
Yes.
Oh, my. She's got to have a house in on M Street somewhere. Yeah,
she's got a beach property somewhere. Right. FanDuel is paying for her beach condo.
But what is funny is that Eric has done so many FanDuel reads, and with his live read,
Eric has about two to four FanDuels only. All right, this isn't it doesn't include like Comcast or any other live reads.
Yeah,
but this is just FanDuel only.
We joked around that she has put $100,000 in EB's pocket. I don't know for sure, but it honestly might be around there.
I would have to go through and count the number of live reads Eric has per day, but it might be close to that number that FanDuel only is paying in terms of the fee.
So we brought in Caroline and two other employees that at least EB has,
I know we've know he's seen in
has
the office.
Seen or had interactions.
They
with.
Work the same time shift basically, so he should see them around the
building. They're in the office the same time Eric and the rest of the junks are.
So when we brought in Caroline, who sends us emails, she's always lingering outside the studio here. He knew her face. He just had no idea who she was. And he put his hands over his face. He was so embarrassed because he knows that she's his cash cow.
Right.
And he didn't even know her name.
If I had somebody giving me that amount of endorsements, we love Nat, and we will never forget Nat's name.
And he's not
giving us FanDuel money. Right. I know that.
And then we brought in Patricia De Lima, who is here every single morning for the entire show when there's only about seven people in the building. And she's here, and she makes small talk with Eric in the break room.
We're the only ones lingering around the break room and cafeteria at 5:30 in the
morning.
How
long has Patricia De Lima been hosting mornings on El Zol?
Well, she's been here since day one, since we moved to D.C.
She was in Lanham.
She was in Lanham.
She has been around at least a decade.
I was going to say 8 to 10 years.
At least. It may be 20. I'm not quite sure. I know she's been around ever since the Junkies, or since Drab has been producer of the Junkies. She's always been around. She's so friendly. She's beautiful. She's so engaging every time. The EB had no idea who she was. Everybody else was just giggling because, of course, that's Patricia. But right. He's so forgetful. He was so clueless about her.
Here's the funny part, is that Eric has probably given her a hug. Like all of us has.
she loves to give hugs.
She loves to give hugs in the morning and everything like that. So it's a lot. Eric has put his arms around her and not known her name. And I think that's hysterical to me.
And then the last fellow that we brought in was this kid named Anthony. Now, Anthony hasn't been here that long, but he works. 30 feet away from the studio.
He's right down the hall.
He is in the 980 studio from 9 to noon every day producing Travis Thomas's show. He's in that studio. He's walking around.
He's in the bullpen like all day.
He's in the bullpen all the time. Yeah, and on the computers. Eric has probably seen him hundreds of times. And Eric walks in and goes, I've never seen this guy before.
You know what? I actually think if the Junkies did their company emails more often, if they use them, they would see the names and that would help them kind of put two and two together. But since the Junks aren't on their company emails, they have no idea who some of these people are.
So ever since the pandemic was over, I told myself, when people come back into this office, I'm going to change. I'm going to make an effort to learn people's names that I don't even associate with. So day one or day two, we come back in the office and I only see these people in the bathroom, right? We're standing next to each other, stalled,
taking a leak.
And I make some small talk. I say, hey, because I figured that was the perfect time. I was so embarrassed beforehand that I'd see all these people and I wouldn't know their name. And so it was just awkward. We just say hi to each other. So when the pandemic, I was like, dude, it's been so long. I haven't seen anybody. What's your name again? And then they would tell me and I would take 10 steps outside the bathroom and I'd forget his name. And I keep seeing these same donks over. There's a guy that's jacked and he wears dress shirts and he's always in the bathroom. He's like our age, somewhere in his 30s. I have no idea who he is. He could be the top sales guy. It's gone so long now and I've seen him so many times since he's come back.
You're afraid to ask him.
I'm afraid to. And I don't think he knows my name either.
I was going to say, it goes both ways because is it Jackie? Jackie, it might be Carolyn. Who doesn't know us apart? She doesn't know which Matt is which.
That is majority.
You guys do share a name, and on every email it is Matt.
That is the majority of the people here.
Like you guys don't go by Valdez and Drab on emails.
No, we don't.
No, we should though. We,
probably because I get called Drab all the time, and you get called Valdez all the time. Which, by the way, is kind of insulting. I don't get sized that people call me Drab. I'm not 40 years old and balding,
and plain and boring, and always wearing gray.
Hey, what are you taking shots at me for?
It was easy.
So Eric, we'll have to break that out again in a few months.
Here's the genius producing is that we have like five different people again, and we bring back Carolyn Gregory, and she still doesn't know who she is.
But Patricia was so pumped up to come in here. When I went to see her, she was like, "I got a million things to do. How long do I have?" And I said, "You have 3 minutes." And she finished everything she was doing. She ran over here.
By the way, genius because Patricia knew all the guys' names. Right.
Because she's not selfish.
Exactly. And then she knew their names. Did anyone catch this? Because the boxes on TV.
She watches the Junks on TV.
She watches the Junks on TV. Might even has them on while she's broadcasting. And then she knows by where they are on the TV who's who.
Yeah, I like
it. Kind of a genius move by her.
Kind of, yeah.
So, Eric, we love teasing him about that. Eric was on fire this week. There was a lot of things.
Eric news.
Well, if you listen to the Junkies, you know that, like, everybody kind of has a role, right? And Eric's the one who's easiest to pick on because he just blurts things out. He'll blurt out his opinion. He's so uninformed about everything, and he has memory loss that he's so easy just to poke and to get great content out of. But obviously, Cakes is the zing king. He's the laugh track. He's got the quips that everybody likes. Yeah. He's lighthearted. Jason is more the diehard sports fan. He knows everything that's going on in sports. Mm-hmm. JP's more the contrarian. He'll take the opposite side during a topic or an argument just to provide good radio. But Eric is going to Eric's going to fuel bit season. Don't you agree with that?
We need Eric to sit in one show.
I would love that. And then now we're hearing that Jason is listening to bit season.
Oh yeah. I'm psyched for Jason to listen.
That was actually,
I know. Adam's
how do you
not
feel about that?
Actually, I think everything's smooth with me and Jason. He gave me a donut today. Gave me a fist pump on the way out.
Yeah, but you understand that Jason laced with cyanide. Yeah,
but Jason's so unplugged that he doesn't know that you talked about his daughters in episodes 1 and 2.
Well, you know, I did it for the downloads. Okay, let's leave it there.
To get people talking.
Yes, it was. You know, I don't really have anything negative to say about him or his family.
No, see, Adam's just stupid. Adam can just claim stupidity if anyone told Jason what Adam said, because what he did was just stupid.
It was stupid.
It was a brain fart. It was a B-Mitch brain fart.
He wasn't trying to be offensive. He's just dumb and he doesn't think things through sometimes. But Jason is now listening to Bit Season. At least he's going to listen to this week's episode. Does that change your approach to the show at all?
None whatsoever. I just know that this won't be his cup of tea. This is going to feel like grueling outdoor labor to him.
Yeah, the only thing that would get Jason interested in
is if we talked WHIP and ERA.
If I book
Trace McSorley,
Mark DeRosa, and LaRoche to talk baseball playoffs.
Yeah, if we broke down the baseball playoffs and Trace McSorley's rehab, he'd probably listen.
Has there been a non-sports segment that you remember Lurch getting like butt-sized for?
Well,
I mean, he gets sized for like Hollywood talk, I guess, right?
A little bit. If it has to deal with net worth and financial stuff, I think so.
What do you make about Lurch today talking about how his story with Jackie, right?
Jackie. Okay. Yeah.
I actually didn't know that story, and I was laughing with my teeth out. But Jason's unwillingness to relive the past because he's embarrassed. He says that his daughters are listening. Well, first of all, his daughters aren't listening. There's no chance
Here's the thing, is that I understand he's probably embarrassed by the story, but don't use the daughters are probably listening as your excuse. Just say, oh, I hate this story. It's embarrassing.
Okay, but you're 34, right? So say you have kids and your kids are now 10 years old and you're Jason's age.
Right.
And EB still doing a show and he's bringing up the rugby players you used to pork back at Maryland. Are you going to be embarrassed and tell those stories knowing that little
Matt Jr.
Matilda's listening?
Matilda. Well, this is how I would look at it, is that the reason that my daughters or my kids are in college and I'm paying for college is my entertaining ability and me hosting a show. So I wouldn't have any shame talking about porking rugby players in college.
One thing I've always said, and I learned this a long time ago, was tell your family members not to listen.
Oh, I do that all the time.
That's what you guys told me day
now
one.
Now my wife is listening to Bit Season, which is already creating problems. But
I don't want to dive into that.
That's going to be a topic later on.
Well, she was, I'd have to think about it, but there was definitely a discussion one day where she said I shouldn't, I don't even remember what it was.
She doesn't want you telling stuff about whatever
going on. Was it the
Dr.
Phil thing?
No, you gave away a big secret. No, she doesn't really care. I just know that, like, she's listening, so I don't want it to, I don't want to censor myself. It was something,
I think. Is it a topic of dinner conversations?
She wasn't upset, I remember now. She wasn't upset, but she was curious why I was bringing up the role playing stuff again. And I said, it wasn't even my fault. Hey, Wad brought it up. And I just confirmed it. Yes.
Right.
That's happened.
And then you said, stop listening.
I said, stop listening, please.
Doesn't she know that we're all being entertainers?
She knows that. She was just getting
She should understand. She should understand that by now.
She understands that. But now I have two girls. Will I talk about
ice cream
panty jobs in 15 years? Right?
will you tell the ice cream story over?
I'd like to think
when they're 15 years old.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell your
I think I will,
dessert story?
I think I will, because I've thought so much about it over the years, how angry I get when guys censor themselves because they're embarrassed about their past or how it's going to be viewed in their older age. We've done what we've done. I've smashed my brother over the head with a rock. You brought that up a few weeks ago.
I know.
Of course it's embarrassing, but you have to go along with it sometimes.
Yeah, but you're going to tell your daughters about at the Borgata with Bodie walking in to you seeing lit erotica on your...
Am I going to tell them about it? No.
Will they find out about it if
they
it's discussed?
I've said this for years. My girls won't even know what a radio is. There's not going to be a radio in our house. She'll be lucky if we have internet with her that she can get on to stream.
They won't even know what FM is.
No.
They're only Sirius in the cars.
Yeah. They're going to have no idea what talk radio is.
That's funny.
I'm just going to tell her, like Jason, I'm in radio sales.
But that's my problem, is that this is how you make your money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Jason makes his money through telling these stories
but
in
Jason
the past.
But Jason doesn't realize that he's a great storyteller.
He is. He's awesome at it.
Maybe he realizes it, but he gets so gun-shy
about stories are so
it.
Funny, too.
And some of them, like, they're just so out there, and, like, he's embarrassed by them, so... I think it kind of makes
the story secondhand embarrassment of retelling.
And
it.
I guarantee you, Jason's got better stories than anybody. EB's kind of like EB's a great storyteller as far as like something happened this weekend and he's recanting it. Jason's stories from like when he was in his 20s, I bet are legendary. And some of them we know, and some of them we'll just never find
he'll
out
take
about.
To the grave.
He'll take to the grave.
Oh, I mean, I was probably so good. Though. When he was saying everyone was calling him daddy. Come on.
Oh, you mean at the tailgate?
Yeah.
No,
so
dad,
funny. It will get dad. Dad. Hey, can I get you a beer, dad?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Just the way he said that. It's funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
What do you make of Jason going down to Virginia Tech? Again, we talked about it early episode of Bit Season.
It just confirms what we said before about him.
He went back to Center Street and he brought his broski along. And the thing that is the... He was the only old guy there. What did I tell you?
Look, Center Street seems like the domain of kids.
Every time he goes, he says, I'm never going back to Center Street.
It's not like there's other old people there with him. Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's not a pocket of parents that are going down there at all.
Is he doing tailgating wrong?
Yes. And I'm going to tell you exactly what he should do to earn the respect of his daughters.
Okay.
What Jason should do is that he needs to befriend his daughter's friends, or if they're in a sorority, they're all of those dads. All right. So whoever his daughters
that
are.
That sounds miserable.
Oh, okay. So what?
You gotta fake be nice and
well,
and
he might have something in common. Right?
Right okay.
Or you know what? Just go down there with your steampunk broski.
Yeah. He brings his,
all right. Just go down there with him. But you get a parking pass. And get a legit tailgate going with your tent and your grill and everything. And you invite your daughter and her friends to your tailgate before they go to Center Street. So they stop by before they go do their thing. So that way you're not following them like a lost puppy dog through the midst of everyone getting hammered. Right?
Yeah.
And you provide them with some food. All right, maybe pour a White Claw in a Solo cup for him and something like that.
What is he supposed
like
to tailgate in the stadium parking lot?
And so he tailgates with all of the alumni and oldies and everything, and he hangs out there where it's more his speed, and he's not embarrassing his daughters by going to Center Street.
Aren't you a little bit jealous, though, that he's making the rounds with
all of our
kids?
Of course I am. Of course I am, because
that's all of our dream is to be
that young
again.
Yeah,
but Adam says on the show he wants to go back to VCU. He wants another shot.
I actually think Adam would cream in his pants if he was with Jason in Center Street.
I want to go. I might have to commit to it for Bit Season and just make a trip.
The videos were pretty awesome.
I got to comment about that. And this kind of wrecked me. Jason acting like Virginia Tech is so wild
and crazy.
And crazy, something that no one else has ever seen before. And no offense to you Hokies out there. I've never been to Blacksburg. I don't know what it's like. I saw some videos of Jason this past week.
I've been to Blacksburg for a Terps Thursday night game when they were in the ACC still.
Okay, but he's selling Center Street like it is.
I know. Every single college has a Center Street.
It's not even that. It's that all these big schools, they are all wild and crazy.
Of course.
Maybe some are better than others, but you hear about the Grove. You hear about... Texas and all these other big schools where the partying is legendary. I mean, I went to Arizona State. I know what it was like there. I've been to
multiple games at Madison for Wisconsin right. game. It's just
you think
it's,
Morgantown is
it's crazy.
Wild.
I've been to Morgantown for games. It's nutso.
I gotta tell you something. I never heard one person before Jason started talking about it.
About Virginia Tech's legendary partying.
Exactly.
I know.
Never have heard anything about it.
Yeah, I've never heard of everyone raging out at Virginia Tech.
He goes, the Barstool guys had to go there because it was so crazy.
The only part I've heard about Virginia Tech is when they were in the Barstool Best Bar thing for tots.
Right.
That's the only thing I've heard about with Virginia Tech.
look, I'm sure it's fun. It just seems like that is what goes on most big college campuses,
of course,
during football season.
Of course.
And I saw the videos. I saw the videos of Center Street.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't see any topless women.
I know. I didn't see any boobies.
I think he lied about it. I was sized to see some big jugs and some wild 20-year-old girls. I saw a bunch of engineering students bringing him beers.
I wanted to see some mom jeans and titties, and yeah. I didn't see much.
Yeah, I was a little. And no, and look, you know, it was a lot of people.
If he's impressed, the thing that made him impressed was the amount of drunk people there. Every right. college has drunk people during game day.
And also, never being to Blacksburg, when I picture Blacksburg, I picture hokey stone everywhere, right? All those buildings look beautiful that they show you on TV. I saw all those dumps around Center Street.
It looked like Slumdog Millionaire.
It really did look like Slumdog Millionaire. So many dumpy one-bedroom apartments with the roof caving in. It honestly looked like Morgantown.
At Maryland, they had these things called Knox boxes,
yeah.
And they actually had to get rid of them because everyone died when there was a fire.
Yeah,
because everything was so cramped. But they look like Knox boxes.
Didn't you expect a little bit more out of those houses or the campus?
It looked like a brick rancher my grandma grew up right. Lived in.
That's been destroyed by college students for 70 years.
Yeah, the amount of mold on those walls.
Right.
Power lines everywhere, chain link fences. It looked like Glen Burnie. Glen Burnie had a college football team. That's what it looked like.
What do you think of him going back down, Adam, to Blacksburg, being in the scene again? I told you he liked it. And he goes, I got to show my friend, bringing his friend to there. Every time he goes down there, he's going to bring
a new friend. So that's his new excuse to go to Center Street
exactly.
again.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he went to Richmond and played basketball. So you kind of how you guys say, I don't have the football college experience. I could say the same thing about Lurch. He never got to get drunk and make out with a chick at the 50-yard line.
Well, all right. It is kind of a good point yeah. that Adam is bringing up, but he's not articulating it
okay.
very well.
All right, finish all it right. for him.
So Jason is the biggest college football nut ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jason's never really gotten to experience a game day thing.
As a student.
Now, right. he's gone to Notre Dame games as an adult. And I know he went to the Florida-Georgia game as an adult, but he never really got to be a student.
Right.
And experience that 21-year-old lifestyle. So now he's just reliving it through his daughters and constantly going to Center Street. What do you think about that?
I think you're 100% right. And just remember that Jason said last time that he went to Center Street because he had to check it out.
Okay.
Okay. And he said he's never going back. Uh-huh. And then he was back 2 weeks later.
Right. Isn't he going back for, did you say the Syracuse game? Is that the parents' weekend?
That's what he said.
I think
it must be heaven. I mean, just hearing him talk about it, I could listen to it for hours.
Parents' weekend, Jason, my advice to you is to make some friends your own age and hang out with them.
Now, you said something about these guys going to college campuses and something I hadn't really thought about before. Maybe some listeners have said it as well. That EB is also ruining his kids' college experiences. Do you agree with that? EB is a world traveler these days with all his trips up to the Northeast and seeing his daughter play volleyball and his son play lacrosse.
Well, my question is for Eric and Eric's kids is what's the weekend like? All right. Because if he's just going up to watch them play volleyball and lacrosse
yeah.
and then going out to dinner and then leaving, it's a lot different than basically staying there until Sunday and spending every hour with them of their weekend instead of them hanging out with their friends. You get what I'm saying?
Is
Eric taking away from Megan being able to go out on a Saturday night?
I see it differently. I think if you play sports, like those kids, they want their parents there. They want their parents to be proud of them, to take
right,
to watch them perform.
Exactly. I understand that.
And I haven't heard anything EB saying since he's been there. And actually, EB hangs out with the other parents. That is what I've heard him say. Like, he'll go to dinner with the other parents on the team to get to know them a little bit. I don't get the helicopter dad vibe from EB where he's trying to spy on his kids.
Well, that's that's totally different then. But what I'm saying is, is he allowing his kids the freedom to go hang out with their peers and their roommates?
I think it's a little different because they play sports. And maybe right now at this point of the season, they don't even have time for that on the weekends. Like, they're so involved in the team atmosphere that they're not going out to parties on Saturday nights because they're at games. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah. I think
EB's doing it more right than what Jason's doing.
EB's not going up there in February to just see his kids, like to hang out.
In the off season, Eric's not going up.
Right, he's just going up there to watch sporting events.
Oh yeah, well then it's totally different than what Jason's doing.
Right.
All of a sudden, Jason's going to become a huge Virginia Tech baseball guy. He's going to go down there and start watching baseball games.
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting. I love Jason telling stories. We teased on the show today about some intellectual property being stolen. But first, we want to remind you guys that Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. They are our presenting sponsor. They've been with us since day one. Nat is the CEO. He's running the ship. He loves Bitsies and he listens every single week.
We love Nat. And we love Wave Soda.
We love Wave Soda. Thank you guys for using the code, the BitSeason code.
Yes. Support the show and support Nat and use the code BIT when you're on WaveSoda.com and you're ordering your Wave Soda.
Yeah, you'll get a better deal than you would if you use the Junkies code.
I love it.
So it's 16% off instead of 15 if you use the code BIT. All right. And if you are interested in sponsoring the show, we got so many sponsors. We're getting so many nibbles, Valdez.
I feel like we're fishing when we're going through our DMs and we're seeing people get involved.
I'm actually getting sized. We're getting people interested in the show who want to sponsor the show. They're making progress with the sales staff here because, to be honest, we don't deal with that department.
It's not our expertise.
Yeah. So they got to like work out the contracts. But we should hopefully have some more sponsors coming on here pretty soon.
You know what? The more sponsors we have, the more shows we'll do.
That's entirely possible. That's something that we hope to do.
How many people do you see during the week are telling you they're listening to BitSeason?
Like out and about or through DMs?
Out and about.
I at least have out and about 2 to 5 people say something about BitSeason.
Wow. Do you believe that Adam told me today he was walking across the street in where are you at?
Well, Arlington? He is a
Lee Road in Arlington.
He is a notorious liar, so keep that in mind.
He said a truck driver. Okay. First of all, how many truck drivers are in Arlington? Roll down his window.
How many loads are going through Arlington? Yeah.
Yeah. Recognize Adam walking across the street. Okay. Probably to Bronx Pizza and yelled out, "Hey, Wad, love what you're doing on BitSeason."
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.
He heard me and you talking about people saying they like BitSeason.
Yeah,
when I'm bumping into guys at 7-Eleven.
I had the Marshall at Potomac Shores.
And he's trying to keep up.
It was the greatest thing ever. I was right outside of Glebe Road. I'd just gone to CVS to grab myself a DiGiorno for dinner. All right. And this truck driver pulls down the window, honks the horn.
He did the truck horn.
Yeah, he did the truck horn. Scared the crap out of me. He goes, "Hey, AWOT. I like what you're doing, man. Keep it up."
Hold on. That ain't nothing to do with BitSeason.
He didn't mention BitSeason.
Oh, maybe he didn't mention BitSeason. All right. Well, what else would he like what you're doing?
Saturday mornings. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Are you on this weekend?
Yeah.
What time are you
10
on?
10 to 12.
10 to 12.
Is that prime trucker time?
Nah.
It is prime. Hey, are you coming to my girl's 1-year birthday party?
Yeah. Hey, actually, I was going
to
ask you about
this. My wife invited Adam to my girl's birthday.
I want
to
come in a costume.
What do you make of that?
I want to come as like Big Bird or something. I want to get the girl's sized.
Adam's never even, like, have you even met my daughters?
Yes.
What are her daughters' names?
Blake and Tinsley.
Hey, nice job.
I almost called it Blake and Trine.
You're invited to the cookout. It's actually going to be, I'm actually Sicey's coming because it's the only people that are going to be there are the neighbors, who I don't even know that well, so I need a buffer.
For a buffer.
Well, my parents will be there. My parents are coming in. But yeah, you'll be Drab's buffer.
You'll be Drab's entertainment.
And I actually thought about inviting Valdez this time, but I just know he didn't want to come. I'm going to save the invite for Valdez for something he actually wants to come to.
That was actually kind of a show that he invited you, and I didn't get invited.
No, relax.
I RSVP'd in like 5 seconds.
Now, I do have an update that I used EB's Christmas gift this past weekend.
Oh, the ball. Is that the bowling ball?
EB got me a bowling ball for Christmas, which was a laughable gift. And I
why did he get you that again?
Because we had the ratings party.
Oh,
so
yeah.
2 years ago for Christmas, he got me a bowling ball. I hadn't used it since. Uh-huh. We got my father-in-law to come over on Saturday so my wife and I could have a little time together. And she said she wanted to go bowling.
You said, oh, I have this in the closet.
You know why I was sized? I was like, bowling's butt cheap.
No, bowling can be butt expensive.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You thought bowling was cheap?
I remember going to bowling alleys when I was young and paying like $1 a game.
No, because that was like dollar Friday nights or whatever, Tuesdays.
I don't ever go bowling. It was because like I was in PE and we'd go bowling in PE to the bowling alley down the street or something like that. Or it was like part of like the after school program.
Weird. Who does that?
I know.
Wait, you tell me you guys didn't go bowling?
We never took field trips.
We never went to the bowling alley with all of those losers slugging beers and like Big Lebowski.
First of all, bowling's a great PE activity. We did square dancing. We did a bunch of weird things. And did you guys ever do anything like that? Any dancing in your PE class?
Not in PE.
That was the weirdest thing.
No, we played real sports like baseball and basketball.
Sometimes we went crazy and we
played floor hockey.
We played Mission Impossible.
What is a Mission Impossible?
It's like the floor is lava. You had to like climb on.
In high school PE, you played that?
I think so, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, Red Rover.
I just remember.
It was Squid
Game. Green Light?
It was like Squid Game.
It was like Squid Game.
Oh, I know you want to get to Squid Games later. Oh, anyway, so I went bowling. I thought it was a cheap date. Let me tell you something about Bolero in Centerville, okay?
Okay.
First of all, I think there's like a big bowling conglomerate where there's no more such thing as like an independent bowling alley anymore. It's like one company owns them all.
And this has like the TVs and the crazy lights and stuff like that.
My wife doesn't know that I picked this place because I saw some pictures online and they have giant TVs behind the bowling
pins.
Yeah,
you want what game
in
were
Texas,
you watching?
Oklahoma, and I want to keep eyes on it, right?
Yeah, you're watching a million points.
She had no idea I was paying attention to the football game. Bowling. We bowled three games.
Oh,
okay.
Did you get like nachos and did you get like a beer?
They had a concession stand.
You definitely have to review those nachos.
All right, hold on. You got three games, nachos, and like a pitcher of beer or something.
I got a pitcher of beer,
hot dog,
two soft tacos, and chicken tenders.
Oh, and three games of bowling.
All
right, I'm gonna estimate.
All right,
$72.
Okay.
I'm going to say 69.
All right. I went on a Saturday at noon, okay?
Okay.
Matinee prices.
Yep, yep.
At least that's what I was hoping.
Uh-huh.
There was hardly anybody there when we got there. We're the first ones there.
By the way, did you use bumpers? Yes or no?
They actually had these silly bumpers.
Oh, what a loser.
Oh, my God.
They were so silly, I didn't even realize they were there when I made my first bowl.
I'm so sure.
They weren't the big, bulky bumpers from the 70s. There were these thin rails that you couldn't even see because it's dark in there. And so I bowled my first gutter ball, my very first ball, and it bounced off the rail, and I got like 7 pins down. And so I was like, I was like, there's bumpers. So I went and told the guy, and he goes, no, you just tap them with your foot. And so I went back to it, I tapped it with my foot at the beginning of the lane, and the entire bumper just collapsed.
How many times did he roll with bumpers?
Oh, at least the first three.
He left them up.
No.
100%.
It's a lock he left them up.
One roll.
He said, oh, this car's
his wife. His wife wanted the bumpers, and then he just figured, oh, I'll just leave them out.
No, I think his wife is good at bowling. He wanted the bumpers. Because Drab's terrible. We saw him bowl.
First of all, I was better than you. I know that.
For half the time, you get hot, and then you throw three gutters in a row.
I was thinking about cakes a lot. Because
it hurt thumb?
My fingers were killing me.
For three games.
After about 6 frames, my thumb felt like it was going to fall off, and I wanted to go home.
All right, hold on. I want to know the total that you spent for bowling.
Three games. First of all, I thought that when they show you the price, that is per game for the lane. No, it's per person.
Oh.
Okay? For three games of bowling.
And you got to rent the shoes, too, right?
I didn't know that. I thought the shoes came with the game.
No, I'm for sure that's our shoe thing. Rental.
By the way, they are making a killing on shoe rentals.
That's why real bowlers, like my dad has bowling shoes.
Right. Your dad would have bowling shoes.
It saves you a bunch of money.
His dad's such a league bowler. Look at him. All right. Three games of bowling. Just the bowling.
Okay.
$62. The food. Pitcher of beer. A basket of chicken tenders and two soft tacos.
$40.
$52.
Whoa.
I spent $115 at this dumb bowling alley.
There's only three games, too.
For three games of bowling and some lunch.
I thought
the worst food I've ever had.
Yeah, but you're eating bowling alley food. Just
gas station food, basically.
Could the nachos any good?
I thought you did.
I didn't get nachos. I got chicken tenders.
I thought you were able to get the lanes by like the hour. I thought that's what you did.
I think some places do that. I don't even know how it works. I know if I was sized to use my bowling ball. All right. I left my bowling ball there. I was so over it.
Oh my gosh.
Now I did remember and driving home. And I was like, oh, crap, the bowling ball. And Sarah was like, let's just go home.
She was so over it too.
I called them and asked them to put it on hold. And I went back on Sunday after the Redskins game and picked it up. But nice. I cared so little if it was even there because I'm so over bowling.
You would have just left it there if it wasn't a gift.
If it wasn't a gift from EB and him asking me about the bowling ball someday down the line, I would have left it
there. What's the weight of the bowling ball again?
I don't know. It didn't have a number on it. Yeah.
Doesn't it have your initials on it or something?
No, but it's been drilled specifically for my fingers, and I don't know how this is possible because my fingers were killing me. It's a racket. I'll never go bowling again for a date. Too expensive.
Right. You'll never bowl on the Sabbath.
See, you never had a moment where you hit a strike and you're like, this is a great time.
It's actually bowling. It's a lot of fun. It's just so expensive.
Were they playing like jock jams in there and everything and loud music?
It might have been so expensive because I think it's like the official home of like the PBA stop when they come to this area or something. There was so much
go to Centerville.
So many neon lights.
You saw Pete Weber.
Yeah, so many PBA logos on the like all over the place. It was actually a pretty nice bowling alley.
Did you see people wearing bowling gloves?
You see it all. You see all those losers there. It's not as nice as say like Lucky Strike.
How about chain smokers? Were people just puffing?
They don't do that anymore in the alley.
Yeah. I want one of those old school bowling alleys that hasn't been touched from since the 70s.
Bowl America.
Bolero, I think, bought out Bowl America.
He wants a Roy Munson type bowling alley.
Just some.
I'm trying to think of every bowling movie.
You know what? That bowling alley we went to for the Junkies ratings party was pretty dingy.
I know. I liked it.
Yeah, I got to go back to that place. I like the
carny looking guy that goes down the alley. He's got to walk down the gutter in the back because he's got a pin loose and he's
always
got to go fix a pin thing.
I always wonder what's going on behind those pins. All right, so I don't even know how we got started on that, but we were talking. We wanted to talk about stolen valor.
Yeah, okay. Intellectual property.
Valdez always says the phrase stolen valor, and I have no idea what it means.
He said it to me a couple times.
He says it all the time on the
Stolen valor. I don't say it all the time. Stolen valor is when somebody pretends to be in the military for the benefits of all of the support and discounts that soldiers get.
Okay.
And just the camaraderie that they have. The send-off. Thank you for your service. Stuff like that. I could see Adam being a big stolen valor guy.
Nah.
Actually, I do. I have to admit, I do the stolen valor at Lowe's.
What do you mean? You pretend to be military?
My dad was in the military like 50 years ago or more. And so he has a military discount, and then he sends me a screenshot of his badge.
Stolen valor. You're stolen valor.
I do. I actually am stealing valor at Lowe's. And I go there, and I scan it, and it goes in a loudspeaker, thank you for your service. It's so nubs.
Although I would say it's not really stolen valor if your family is military. And
but if
you're
picture
using
of
it.
I'm not personally telling people I was in the military.
You're just scanning the QR
now,
code.
Now, if the cashier ever asks me, I don't
say,
know.
Say, what part of branch of the military are you in, sir? Coast Guard.
No. 101st Airborne. I know that's a thing. Might be from World War II. That's all I know.
All right, but that's Stolen Valor. Right. I don't know why I get such a kick out of it.
You love seeing Stolen Valor. But there was some Stolen Valor on the Junkies this week, and it wasn't even alluded to on the show. And I'm going to let Valdez set this up.
All right. We were talking about the Ron Rivera interview, and we were getting down the thinking down the road about week 14, and Washington is a 2-12.
We've played the Titanic music.
There's really not much to talk about because they've covered everything about the squad sucking, and every question has been asked. Ron doesn't want to do the interview anymore. The guys don't want to do the interview anymore because it's awkward and they don't know what to ask him. The guys got nothing. And so we kind of drew parallels between Mike Rizzo and this year, not Mike Rizzo in the past, but right. This year when the Nats were punting
in the,
and
in
out
the dog
of it.
Days of August.
The dog days of August, the team had their fire sale. The guys asked every question they could about the prospects, and there was nothing else to
and
ask.
We have a contract with Riz for him to be on to the rest of the season. And maybe this has been said on the show, but it was always a discussion behind the scenes of what are we going to ask Mike Rizzo about?
Yeah. What the hell are we going to ask Rizzo about this week? And so it got to the point where the guys would just ask Mike general baseball questions about what was going on in the league, hot teams or hot players. And Eric's go-to question for Rizzo was about Shohei Ohtani. Yeah. If he's ever seen anything like
it. they asked him about Ohtani 100 times.
The guys talked about Shohei Ohtani more than Kevin and Bean. It's funny because that's an L.A. show.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
When we drew the parallel to Ron, we were thinking about, well, what kind of stuff were we going to ask Ron?
And you had a great zing on the air where you said, when they were talking about it, and you said, you guys are going to ask Ron about Ohtani.
Yeah, because when the guys got nothing, they just asked Rizzo about Ohtani, so they're going to ask Ron Rivera about Ohtani.
And it was a great zing, and everyone was laughing.
What is our interview going to be like when they are 2-6?
Oh, it's going to, I mean, I don't know. I'll talk about the movie.
It's going to be painful.
It will That's get what. To a point.
Because they could Rizzo's. Easily be 2-6 or 2-7.
It will get to a point where you avoid.
What did you think of Ohtani?
Yeah.
That's what talk it will get content. To.
Everyone was kind of laughing. I got a lot of response on Twitter about it. Everybody was giving
What were some of those responses? Because I
great zings this week. All right, I think that was one of them.
No, you guys don't understand. Valdez was literally getting tweets from people saying, "Valdez, you're on fire this week. Hilarious zings. Ohtani, you
Richmond
kid.
John, Richmond yeah. John, who does our intro, was slapping his knee, telling me.
I have a theory about that. I think people realize that when they compliment Valdez, he brings it up on air or on Bit Season.
And that's so not necessarily
knew
true.
They could get some attention.
I'm not that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not that interactive on Twitter. I probably should be more, but I'm not. So no,
that's what people do with Jason. They give Jason free stuff, so he'll mention them on the air.
But this zing crushed it this week, and Drab has been upset. He's had his panties in a wad. All right. Because that was a zing that he said to me during the break in our little cubicle.
Can you believe that? Valdez, the zing king, is lifting zings from Drab during the breaks and using them on the
air. I'm plagiarizing Drab zings.
He's using, what's the glass guy? George Glass.
George Glass?
Yeah.
He's a fictional boyfriend of, Jam Brady.
No. Glass. I thought you were talking about Glass, the guy who, like, plagiarized and...
Oh, that was the...
You brought him up recently.
Shattered Glass is the movie he's in.
Yeah, I thought you brought him up recently.
No, I brought up George Glass.
Oh, you brought up George Glass.
Yes.
All right. Valdez is the king of plagiarism, all right? He's not the zing king. He's the king of plagiarism. And what's so irritating about it is that he has called me out on the air for stealing his
that's
zings.
That's completely untrue.
No, that is true.
Drab is weaving a web of lies right now.
Well, here's what I will say, and I worked behind that glass for 5 years. I know the way the zings work.
Okay? Yeah, you know what? You're a good person to have in here about the process of the zings from the behind the glass.
It happens all the time where Drab will say something funny, we guys laugh, and then someone else says it on air. But Valdez usually says, Drab said that to me. He usually lets the audience know that it's your zing. This time, Stolen Valor, he took all the credit.
I'm actually going to tell the audience that Valdez was off his game this week. There were two different there were two instances where he was not Zing King. He got a lot of laughs using Drab's material during the break. Okay, Mr. Mencia over here. There was two instances of him bombing on the air, and we're going to let you guys know what one of them is.
We're going
right
to play
here. This is the one where Valdez does a peanut butter zing that falls completely flat.
The silence is deafening. What's this thumb drive doing in your PB sandwich? No, it's chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kings.
I mean, can you imagine?
That's a good one.
All right. That was Valdez sending a zing on air about the spy and
hiding their scan disc in a peanut butter sandwich. Look, I have a couple.
What was that zing?
All right, I have a couple of remarks.
All right.
Number one, Drab tried to do his Ohtani zing because he does his he mentions Rizzo in the clip that we played. All right. But the thing is, Drab's not confident enough to deliver his zing when it's funny. And I had to step in and I have the timing, so I have to be the one that uses it. I know it was funny. I wanted it to be said. And Drab's too timid and has too low of a voice on air and cannot command a room. So I have to be the one that uses the zing.
First of all, zings aren't my specialty.
I can't help it if I'm known as the zing guy because people find what I say funny.
Here's the thing. He's quick-witted.
He's prepared material.
No, he's more quick-witted than you. And now you're silent because you can't clap back.
First of all, I hate the phrase clap back.
But that's what happened. Drab tried to say the zing. All right. And he said the part, he said the intro to the zing too lightly, and that I had to take over and I had to take it from him because I couldn't let that zing go unsaid on air. So I'm sorry that I did you a favor. We're a team back there. I will announce all of the times that I use any material you have. And by the way, I give Drab stuff to say all the time on air.
Yeah.
All the time, because I know it sounds funnier coming from him than it does from me. This is what a real comedian does. He knows what can make it better. And I know that Drab saying stuff as opposed to me is funnier. So I will give him the joke to say.
Hey, you should have workshopped that peanut butter zing. Okay, nobody knew what the hell you were talking about.
All right, look, not everyone's going to be a home run.
Yeah.
All right, and I can't sit there and write down stuff and workshop it as the show's going on. So sometimes I'll throw out something and see if it sticks. Obviously, it didn't.
All right, what about this one that I know you're forgetting about? Do you know what I'm about to say?
I do not.
Valdez made like a very inappropriate whisper to Cakes about a joke, and Cakes said it on the air, and it was
That's not my fault either.
No, this is your fault. It was so inappropriate. Who are we talking to?
We were talking to Coach Laviolette.
Yeah, big silly, right?
Right.
And Coach and Lav was talking about the algae and the red water,
the red tide.
And what was the zing that you said to Cakes?
I did a menstruation joke.
A menstruation joke. First of all, disgusting. So disgusting. Nobody wants to hear a period joke. All right. Second of all, but inappropriate to have the coach of the Caps on and be doing
rocking the red.
Season,
right? And then so Cakes is such a puppet. Valdez said
it. By the way, I give Cakes stuff to say all the time.
Dude, you were too shy and you didn't believe in that zing and you didn't have the balls to say that on the air.
I don't talk when guests are on. I don't do shtick when guests are on. Sometimes you do.
Yeah, you've gotten into it once in a blue moon.
All right.
I wish you would have done that one yourself. You actually whispered it to Cakes.
I whispered to Cakes. I yelled at you. I said that's Brett's favorite time. Or it sounds like Brett's kind of ocean or something.
All right, and if you're insider, I didn't want to explain it, but
it fell flat on the podcast.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you could figure it out. He says that to Cakes, and I go, "Why did you say that? That's so disgusting."
And I told him, I said, "Cakes won't say it."
And I say, "Tell him not to say that." And he didn't tell, because we have a talkback system. He didn't say anything to Cakes, and Cakes is such a puppet that he said it about 5 seconds later.
It's a lot nicer when there's no red tide.
It's our friend Brett's favorite tide.
That's right. an inside joke.
Hey,
By the way, I just want to point out that when Cake said that, Eric was cackling. He was howling out of laughter.
It was a courtesy
laugh. I'm sure his belly aching was a courtesy laugh. He was howling at that joke. And by the way, I just want to say, because I'm being labeled as a thief.
Yeah, you are.
All right,
you.
I'm being labeled as a thief. I give jokes and I give zings to everybody. I give them to Cakes. I give them to Eric. I give them to you. I give them to you.
He has. But here's the thing. That was in the heat of the moment, all right? That was a battle. It's a war going on, and Drab came out here with what he thought was a killer zing, and he got shot down. And Valdez just picked him up and carried him to the finish line.
That's right. Drab was struggling to make it to the zing finish line. The zing, if you listen to him, he's so soft. He wasn't going to say it, and that zing needed to be heard. I'm sorry.
He was going to turn off his mic.
We were joning on the junkies about them behind the glass.
like we always do.
We were joning on them about how they got nothing and how they're going to punt. And it was like an hour or 2 hours before the interview. I said it early in the morning when we were talking about how the season's going and we were talking about the potential Rivera interviews. And then it happened to come up on air and Valdez jumped in and stole my zing. I didn't even have a chance.
No, you tried to set it up.
You got stepped on.
This is Drab's warped reality.
Yeah.
Is that he has such a rivalry with me, I guess you could call it. I don't know what it is. He has this vendetta against me that in his warped head, in his warped reality, he doesn't realize that he brought up the zing and he brought it up in such a sheepish way that and he was going to deliver it without confidence.
No, my specialty is in
tell me your specialty.
I actually like pointing out the obvious that other people are missing out on. I don't necessarily deliver a great zing, but
radio instincts.
I have my radio instincts, my recall. Okay, I pride myself in that.
Your recall's wrong most of the time, though. You lie a little bit.
He exaggerates.
Yes. Very much so.
You listen to the show, you'll pick up on it of when I point out draw a connection of something they're talking about to something that they've done in the past or something else that's obvious. All right? I'm just thinking about that right now.
Okay. Well, that's your specialty.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane. Obviously, zings aren't.
Okay. All right. Well,
I am tilting him right
work
now.
On your own, just keep your own all material. Right. Work on your own material. All right. And no more period jokes. All right. Nobody wants to hear that. Brett left a long time ago. No one needs to remember about him getting sized for the red tide.
All right. You're gonna be very disappointed when you're gonna see a bunch of tweets talking about Brett. Right. How they miss Brett. Everyone misses Brett.
One of speaking
of gross.
No. Speaking of Peter Laviolette. By the way, it's so hard to say his name. You say his name.
Peter Laviolette.
Peter Laviolette.
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 It's always hard for me to say.
Maybe because I spell it once a week on the podcast. Laviolette.
Well, I spell it once a week on the rundown.
You've been saying a lot of names weird recently.
What other name?
There was some, I don't know, I remember what it was. What was it? Oh, it was Keurig last week.
Katie Keurig.
But then there was Keurig. There was a story this week where you were botching a name too. I can't remember what.
Well, who cares?
Yeah.
All right. He brought up the junkies going to Beer Can Alley right away. As soon as the interview started, the first thing he said was, "Hey guys, where were you this summer? I waited for
Missed you at Beer Can Alley."
Right?
Yes.
And then Valdez brought up a great point. We missed out on another opportunity to hang out with a big silly in a remote location.
If you talk to any Joe Schmo, they would be so psyched. You know how psyched John DePompa would be to go hang out with Coach Laviolette on his boat at Beer Can Alley looking at the Brett Red Tide?
Where is Beer Can Alley?
I think it's in Gulf of Mexico area-ish.
And it's like just some Tampa, little reef Destin. Or something? Sandbar? I don't even know. Is that what that is?
I think it's kind of like a little island, kind of like, was it Siesta Key?
I think Siesta Key, I have no idea where all that stuff is, but it sounds lovely. It's got a catchy name.
Right.
I remember him telling us it's remote, like there's not a lot of people on it but down there.
Something like that. But that he invited the Junks last season to come on vacation with him down there, and the guys took it with a grain of salt. And apparently he was being serious, or there was some seriousness to it. If the Junks could figure out a way to get down there the same time that Coach is down there, I feel like Coach would spend the entire day with them on the boat hanging out at the same bar, drinking beers and Beer Can Alley.
Why do you think he likes them?
You know, a place called Beer Can Alley, I would be sprinting to go to that.
All right, first of all, it's called Beer Can Island. It's not called Beer Can Alley. Maybe he called it Beer Can Alley.
Well, maybe it's what the locals call it.
But why is he inviting the Junks? Last year was his first year here.
Because he likes
it wasn't a successful
season. Because he likes the Junks.
What is there to like about them?
Because they asked him about like what his life is like outside of the
right.
And, the hockey coaches in the last 10 years, it doesn't feel like he's any more special than the other guys. He's just for Boudreaux.
He's just a nice guy.
All right, Beer Can Island is in like the Tampa Bay. It's like in the bay there.
You know what they say about Tampa, Drab?
What do they say?
It's the strip club capital of the world.
Yep, and the Junkies would have probably a great time down at Beer Can Island with Coach. But you brought up a great point.
Right.
They missed out on another once-in-a-lifetime experience with a big sailing.
Yeah, so they missed out on Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, who smoked crack. All right.
No, they didn't just miss out on Rob Ford. That was the experience of all experience, a one-of-one can ever be replicated.
Yes.
The invite of a lifetime. This was in 2013 at the height of
Rob Ford mania.
Yes, when he was like literally one of the most famous people in the world.
Right. There was a news story every day about Rob Ford.
And he invited the Junks to spend Christmas, okay, with him at the mayor's house in Toronto, right?
Mm-hmm. And the guy, by the way, the guys have spent the weekend before at the governor's mansion when Ehrlich was in office for Maryland. So, like, they've kind of done that before.
And but I think, if I remember right, EB was willing to go. EB wanted to go, and I wanted to go.
Right.
I'm sure you would have gone as well. I don't remember.
We didn't pressure the guys enough. We didn't make the pitch hard enough. We kind of just did like a little vote, and then nobody wanted to do anything.
It was already while they were taking their vacation. Like, two of them were already gone. The invite came when they had to do shows.
All right. Sometimes you got to change plans.
No. We screwed that up. Yeah. We should have been on a plane to Toronto, had overnight passports, something crazy done, and been doing live broadcasts from Christmas at Rob Ford's house.
Yeah, we could have taped shows, or we could have done something. We could have figured it out.
And for whatever reason, we said no. And be honest, I think our relationship was never the same after that, because we ran hot in the fall, but we didn't really have him on after that. I don't believe so, because towards the end of the football season, maybe we had him on one or two more times. But I don't think we ever, like, after that, I don't think we ever had Rob Ford on again. I think it was that one-year run.
That's a shame.
Right? That was it. That was the end of the Rob Ford relationship.
I know. Then the guys could have,
God rest his soul,
could have been invited to the funeral.
We could be friends with Doug Ford, who I think is now his
the current mayor, right?
The current mayor of Toronto, who's got his own issues.
But also, there's a current invitation out there for the guys that I know that is not going to be taken seriously.
And what's that?
Is that Ryan Zimmerman has repeatedly, he's kind of okayed it. The guys invited themselves over to Ryan Zimmerman's house for a pool party. And Ryan's kind of like gone along with it. And I think this is one thing that could happen if they really wanted it to happen. And I know they're not going to push for it. And it's just going to be a missed opportunity once again.
But there's some logistic problems with that. Nobody wants to go to Ryan Zimmerman's house for a pool party in January.
Well, I know.
It's the off season.
I know, but he invited us during the season. And you act like we couldn't have gone.
Do you want to do a live broadcast from Zimmerman's pool? Be honest.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Sounds like a big hassle to me.
You know what? Drab doesn't want to go to Ryan Zimmerman's house for a pool party because he doesn't want to get shirtless.
I don't have to go swimming. All right, I'm not.
Everyone, hold on. I know everyone.
To take my shirt off.
Everyone's going over there is going to jump in the pool.
You think?
And Cakes, I know. And I know.
You think Cakes is going to take his shirt off in front of Ryan Zimmerman?
No, I can see Cakes going in with his Metallica shirt.
In his office.
No, if you jump in the pool with a shirt on, you're
Yeah, he's not doing that.
They're all everyone's going to jump in the pool because everyone's got to get a picture.
You and I always talk about working out for Memorial Day. Why don't we talk about? Why don't we focus on unveiling our bodies at Ryan Zimmerman's house next summer?
Okay. Hey, what if we told Ryan, "Hey, you think Memorial Day we could come over and get shirtless
and use your pool party as motivation to get ripped?"
We could definitely do that.
Now I'm more interested.
All right, but are you willing to admit that?
that is the exact reason why.
I know you.
I don't want to take my shirt off in front of Ryan Zimmerman,
who's a professional athlete.
Who's in that clubhouse, who's every day with guys that are hitting 450-foot home runs and 12 abs and looking like Adonis. Right? And my flabby arms come over there looking like a little weakling.
Looking like Babe Ruth. You're looking like...
I wish I looked like Babe Ruth. Looking like Cakes' son. Actually, Cakes' son is ripped. Have you seen that?
Kurt or Brendan?
Brendan. He's like 17 now.
Yeah.
Really?
He was like a little kid last time I saw him.
Yeah, I know. Last time I saw him, he still had like baby fat almost.
Yeah. Now he works out all the time.
Yeah, he hit puberty and all he wants to do is work out.
Right.
You think he can beat up Cakes now?
Of course.
Oh, are you kidding me? You could beat
him. Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't need a lot of Patricia De Lima could beat up Cakes.
All right, so I'd rather go to Beer Can Alley.
That's more your speed.
That is.
You think you could handle Beer Can Alley? You couldn't even handle Dewey Beach.
I could handle Beer Can Alley. Hang out. The junkies aren't. You know, they're lame.
That's a Beer Can Alley. I think is more of a slow speed type place.
Right. But also it's probably butt hot in Tampa.
You're gonna have to take your shirt off.
I'm already gonna be ripped because of Zimmerman's pool party. I got two big events next summer: Zimmerman's pool party and Beer Can Alley. I'm gonna be looking silly.
All right, how are we gonna do this unveiling at the Memorial Day party? Are you gonna like trot out like from the house?
We do it just like you did for
Who's all going to be there?
At Zim's house?
Yeah, to see your new pecs.
That's probably a very small list of people because Zim's not going to want like much of donks Mullins at his house. No, yeah.
And we should invite Mullins.
Stand
next to him.
Then I will look like a professional baseball player.
Yeah. Drab Soto.
Yeah. The last thing we wanted to talk about before we get out of here this week is the Gatorade bottle.
Oh, yeah.
What a comment. What an unveiling by EB today.
I mean, to have that much confidence, I mean, that much swag.
Give me that Gatorade bottle.
I've been staring at this for a long time, trying to think about the circumference of that Gatorade bottle.
So EB's talking about today on the show about going to the bathroom in the car and how he can't do it. And then he brought up the fact that everyone always says...
All right, when he said he couldn't do it, I immediately thought about, well, I can't be coordinated enough, or I'm too shy to do it when Dina's sitting next to me, something like that. But the reasoning for him not being able to use a Gatorade bottle blew my mind.
He said, first of all, I got a lot of thoughts about this. He said his hog couldn't fit through the lip of the Gatorade bottle.
All right,
the mouth.
Right there. Who's putting their entire hog in the Gatorade bottle?
That's what I want to know. All right. Why does he have to
why is he inserting
all the way inside the bottle?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Uh-huh.
You pop the top, you put your hole over the top, and you fill it up. Why does he need to put his entire Johnson inside the bottle? That's how you get it stuck.
Like a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, exactly. You got to go to the county hospital because you got this thing lodged on your Johnson.
Yeah, he's driving up to Cornell, stop off at Suffolk County Hospital, and he has to get that removed.
But say you did have to put your entire hog in there.
Okay.
That's a pretty big hole.
It is. The circumference of that is pretty big. I was actually trying to get Eric to come on the show today and demonstrate it. Because I couldn't believe it when he told me his hog didn't fit. It actually made me very self-conscious about my hog.
Me too, because I know it could fit in there. I've
done it before.
What, peed in a Gatorade bottle?
Everyone's peed in a Gatorade bottle before.
I think I've done like a soda.
Like sometimes when you're a kid or you know, high school to, I don't know, 40 years old. I mean, I haven't done it in over a decade, but everyone's done it.
I got to tell you what I peed in recently. Okay.
When was this?
About 4 months ago. No, I pee in the car all the time, but usually it's like a Chipotle cup, right?
Wait, all the time?
Once a month? Every 2 months or so.
Why? Because it's 45 minutes to get home?
It's a long drive home, and I drink so much soda here at work that sometimes it just hits you on the drive
home. So you have one hand on the steering wheel, one on the Johnson.
No. I usually pull over, usually.
I mean, you might as well just get out of the car then and pee on the side of the road.
That's a good point.
I got it there.
I know where a big empty parking lot is on Route 50.
So you have a spot.
I pull into an office building.
Oh my God. That's a good way to get arrested.
And I hide under some binders.
Please tell me what office building it is.
I don't even know the name of it. It's right after you get off 66 and you merge onto 50 West. It's one of the first stops I can make.
I know exactly where that is.
You're okay.
Did we play a golf tournament?
It's close to that. It's not the same spot. It's close to that. It's right after an Exxon gas station. The gas station is. I don't want to go inside a gas station to go to the bathroom.
Right.
All right.
You'd rather hold a cup in your hand and then have.
Let me tell you what I pee. About 6 months ago, I was driving. I really had to go, so I pulled over to the side of the road, and the only thing I had was a 1 liter of Diet Pepsi with those little tiny caps on top.
I think Eric left this in here, which is good for us.
Could you fit inside? No,
it doesn't. That does not fit.
I somehow filled up one of those things going to the bathroom. It was a 1 liter one, but the mouth is tiny. It was actually shameful.
All right, so you're able to insert?
To aim and to fit it in, you know.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
I drove the whole way home
with it sitting there.
Full to the brim.
Every time he turns, it just spills over.
Dude, it's so warm.
I mean, I put the lid back on.
I know. Valdi's going to vomit. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's doing his fake vomit.
No.
I'm thinking about Mellow Yellow.
I know. So much Mountain Dew.
I mean, this morning, I was so ashamed when EB's talking about not being able to fit in that wide mouth Gatorade.
This is definitely wide mouth.
That is a wide mouth. And I'm using
good
these,
for, good
I'm
for
using
him.
These, tw- these little tiny Diet Pepsi stuffs.
But don't you feel freaked out when the bottle gets so warm to the touch?
Right, when you're holding it?
Yeah.
I usually just leave it in the passenger seat. I don't really pick it up.
Like while you're...
Yeah, while you're doing it.
Do you have a routine?
Yeah, because you're holding it.
Your legs
it's actually an amazing feeling.
Oh, God.
Because you feel like you found a shortcut, like a loophole that the rest of society is not picking up.
You know, when you get older and you have a catheter,
I have a squirrel bladder. I go to the bathroom during the junkies to take a whiz like 6 times a show.
I can't believe you put a 2 liter bottle of piss in your passenger seat.
Oh, 1 liter. It's like, you know, like slightly bigger than the 20-ounce
bottle. Let me ask you this. Have you ever gotten home and forgotten about it, and then the next morning,
it's
really hot.
No,
it's
I always
smelly.
Dump it out.
You dump it out.
Well, I don't want that in my garbage can.
Doesn't it smell?
I find some other place in the neighborhood.
So you go to some other person's yard.
No,
you go to a storm drain.
It's like some bush
goes
by
inside
a storm drain. I got a spot.
You're so gross.
You know, sometimes I got a small bladder. You just got to figure it out.
You ever think about being an adult and holding it?
It's impossible. By the way, he's yelling at me every day now. Valdez is screaming, "I got to wave and run, leaving the show and the dump button to go take a dump while we're doing topics and taking calls." How many times would you admit that you've been leaving more recently because you either got to wave or you're gonna burst?
Well, I have to pee, but the thing is, the junkies are so rich with ad reads that I can't go during the breaks because there's two live ad reads I have to produce during the break. I don't have time to go during commercials. Is that a good enough explanation for you, Detective Drab?
I think you should hold it. Just hold it to the end of the show.
How much are you thinking, like, I got to hold it because if I leave, Drab's going to screw something up?
He leaves all the time.
I don't think that at all. You're reaching.
All right, guys.
I can't give him zings to say on air if I'm not there.
All right. I don't need your zings. All right. Don't ever give me a zing again.
Okay.
All right. I'll show you that I can carry my own weight. All right. Okay. As far as zings go, or humorous anecdotes. Okay.
Anecdotes. Anecdotes.
Anecdotes. Who cares? I'm a producer. All right. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the show this week. I think it's a good show. Another fun episode.
I have fun doing these.
Follow us on social media. We're going to upgrade our Twitter and Instagram. We're working on a logo.
We got a lot of stuff in the pipeline that we're working on.
But give us a follow and spread the word. Our downloads are going up, so you guys are doing a good job telling people about it. But please continue to do that. Share it on your Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, wherever you have it. Mm-hmm. And when you see the stories that when you see a story on social media, make sure you click the link and check out or share it with people, because Adam's going to start putting the link right there in the stories that you guys see, all right? In the videos.
Adam, you're doing a great job with those.
Thanks. Love the videos. Yeah.
You guys are doing a good job creating funny content.
Should I sell my Bigfoot sweatshirt?
Somebody mentioned that. I think that's a hysterical bit.
I bet you I'd get $100 for that.
How much did you pay for it?
$35.
What if you signed it?
I'll sign it if that adds to the value of it.
That's but funny to sign it.
And so what, all of our BitSeason fans, if we have a BitSeason appearance, someone can buy it and wear it?
I'm sure Richmond John's good for at least 50.
Are you that desperate for cash?
No, not at all. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to the show. We're having a lot of fun. Next week is going to be another great week of the Junkies. Hopefully we get it in.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.